as discussed before, in Rome, Tatian Thyatestrin, set by von Soden to corrupt all the manuscripts. He corrects Paul, and he called his own Thyatestrin a New Testament. Page 330 to 333. Dionysius, at the exact time that Aleph, Sinaiticus, and Vaticanus were written, studied under Origen, and then was made a bishop of Alexandria and continued to put out these corrupt manuscripts. Page 376 to 365, and he was there between about 231 A.D. up to about the time of the writing of Vaticanus, somewhere early in the 4th century, according to the scholars who think it's pretty old. Now, this side of the tape is going to end here. I don't know what this is, a four-track monorail, stereo, two-rail, three-rail, one-rail, dual-rail, whatever they got here. But I'm going to come to this tape now on the other side. And as I close off this tape, I have completed my discussion of the external evidence for the King James Bible being the Word of God and all other Bibles since, listen to me carefully, since 1611 being corrupt Roman Catholic garbage scows. And I've completed my external evidence. The only thing left to do is to actually go into the internal evidence in the Bible itself, and I'm going to do that in the back side of this tape. But I want you to see already that I have now run 3.5 hours on this tape, not talking about the poetic beauty of the King James, not talking about its excellency of literature, and not talking necessarily about the men whom God used who used it, but talking to you about scientific research into the critical evaluation of the manuscript evidence and historical evidence involved in the construction of the Greek text. And if you ever hear me stand in the pulpit and say, I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, you can mark it down to your chagrin or to your irritation or to your ridiculous humor or to your plain stupidity that I mean exactly what I'm saying, just exactly the way I say it, and can produce at a moment's notice more evidence than you can produce for changing one word in the English text. And if you don't believe me, sonny boy, try me out. I wasn't born yesterday or the day before. All right, here ends this first tape on the external evidence involved in the construction of the text. Now on the back side of this tape, I'm turning to the internal evidence of the scriptures themselves using the Greek of Vaticanus, Sinaiticus, Alexandrinus, Claremontanus, and the Textus Susceptus, the Byzantine Syrian type text, to prove that the King James Bible is the Word of God exactly in the form and shape in which God intended us to have it. And it is the only book published, between 1611 and the second coming of Christ that God is going to waste 5 minutes' time with, unless that other book is taken directly from the Textus Receptus Byzantine Syrian text from which the King James Bible came. It'll also have to be in English, my friend, as God has worked out history while you've been messing around with the Greek. God has worked out history, so English is the universal language that all Roman Catholics will have to put in their Mass this November. I appreciate the almighty sense of humor. Side 2 of the tape on the King James Bible, the reverse side of this tape, has on it the external evidence regarding the construction of the Greek text for the King James Authorized Version, commonly known as the Textus Receptus, the Byzantine Syrian type of text. Now, on the back side of this tape, this side here, side number 2, I'm going to go into the internal evidence in the scriptures themselves, which prove conclusively that the new Bibles, the ASV, RSV, RV, and Williams, Moffat, Weymouth, Goodspeed, Amplified, Centennial, Berkeley, Phillips, Lamsa, Fenton, Gobi, Riverside, and the rest of the slop, is a satanic Bible that God has never approved of, never will approve of, never has used, and never will use while the earth stands. I'm going now into internal evidence, the evidence within the scriptures themselves, with a specific reference to the Sinaiticus and Vaticanus manuscripts, the Alexandrinus Claremontanus, and Cantabrigianus, and other Greek manuscripts. And without going into a great deal of detail on the nature of these manuscripts, I want to preface this side of the tape with a few remarks. The first remark is that irregardless of whether or not you can follow the material I'm about to give, there is a great common sense truth which you should grasp, which would tell you immediately that the ASV, RV, RSV is of the devil. And that is the fact that in the entire time these manuscripts have been in existence, which is about 1,600 years, God the Holy Spirit has never honored them in any way, shape, or form under any condition. That is, there is a great matter of common sense that God left you up to and trusted your common sense would show you something. But if there happens to be a Greek professor listening to my voice or a Greek teacher, I want to have you understand, brother, I sympathize with you heartily upon your lack of common sense. Common sense is one of the items that we well-read people are a little bit short of. And I thank God for 4 years in infantry with an MOS as a combat platoon leader, and several years as a lifeguard, and several years playing drums and dance bands, and jobs as cartoonists for newspapers, and disc jockey work in radio to make up a little balance in my own personal makeup. If you didn't know anything about the evidence I'm about to give, which is going to get very complicated and get into the critical apparatus of Nestle's footnotes, let me say right here now that common sense would tell you that any Bible or set of manuscripts that God the Holy Spirit refused to use could not be connected with anything God the Holy Spirit wrote. God will honor His Word. I said God will honor His Word. And you people who believe the American Standard Version is the most accurate translation of the Holy Scriptures, and yet who profess to believe that the Holy Scriptures are inspired, I want to tell you, you have a problem in common sense and sanity that you need a doctor to look at. There isn't any evidence that God ever used the RV, RSV, the ASV, or the New English Bible for anything except selling and making money for the National Council of Churches. There isn't any evidence that any of these Bibles were ever used in any revival at any time under any condition for anything except to destroy the one book that God has honored for nearly 400 years and destroy the Greek text which God has honored for 1,900 years. In plain words, without knowing the internal evidence, you would know that the Textus Receptus of the King James Bible, the Syrian Byzantine type text, is the text of the Holy Spirit by the fact that it is the one that God uses. It is the text that is used by the soul winners and Bible-believing teachers and preachers, and it is the source textbook from which your seminaries and universities come. Yale and Harvard and Cambridge, my dear fellow, were not founded by jackasses that believed the Revised Version was a reliable authority. Neither was Chicago University, or Colgate-Rochester Divinity School, or Union Theological Seminary. The great seminary works in the United States and abroad that were founded by Bible-believing Christians, and you, some of you folks, owe your salaries to these works right now, were not founded by idiots that thought that the Sinaiticus and Vaticanus were the right Bible. They were founded by soul-winning, born-again, Bible-believing Christians who knew that it was not. In plain words, if you want to bite the hand that feeds you and cut off the income that is supporting you through these days, you are at liberty to do so, but you are a fool for doing it. And if you didn't have any internal evidence or didn't know the difference between Vaticanus and an Ephraim palimpsest, I'll tell you one thing, sonny boy, you sure know which one God used. I mean, the ministries of Carry and Go Forth and Start in Livingston, and the ministries of David Brainerd and Roger Williams, and the ministries of John and Charles Wesley and George Whitfield, the ministries of Frank Norris and Billy Sunday and General Booth, the ministries of Mel Carter and Jerry McCauley, I said the ministries of Mordecai Ham and J. Frank Norris and Bob Jones, I say the ministries of Charles Haddon Spurgeon and John Calvin and John Knox and Martin Luther, I said the ministries of these men, who would make you look like an anemic pygmy, is the historical proof text method of proving that the American Standard Version 1901 is not worth the toilet paper it would take to write it on. And if those words are strong words, all I can say is, brother, somebody's got to get strong with you to wake you up. God the Holy Spirit never uses the American Standard Version for anything except to illustrate what a jackass a man can be when he tries real hard. And the fact that every Greek professor or head of every department in America believes it's the best version is conclusive proof that education these days is of such a low standard it's a wonder anymore to graduate enough a man with enough sense to cross the street. Now, this external evidence has been gone into in the reverse side of this tape for 3.5 hours, my friend, and I am now about ready to go into the internal evidence contained in the scriptures themselves. And the external will bear evidence to the internal will bear evidence to the external, both will bear evidence to the historical fact and truths of revival and soul winning and evangelism, and all of this will bear truth to the words found in an authorized version, 1611. Now, if you want to know the background of the manuscripts that I'm going to discuss, you get you a Nestle's Greek New Testament, a little cloth-bound, hardback, black, square edition. We're running through several editions from 1898 up till now. And in that Nestle's edition, you open to the English part of the preface. It has several prefaces, I believe one in Latin, one in English. A table showing all the unsealed manuscripts, their designation by von Soden, and the official Latin name of the manuscript. And you will find all these Ilan B. Weiss and Westgottenhorn, where Nestle's has changed from Westgottenhorn. Evidence in the Hesychian group is always to be given to Vaticanus. Don't know them, check them very carefully, because the manuscript evidence in which I'm about to enter, Canna Virginus and others, I don't have my Nestle's testament with me. General evidence in the Bible, I'll make reference to them by nomenclature only, which shows conclusively that the only texts which God ever honored or will honor in history, the originals, were inspired by the Holy Ghost. Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. In the RSV. This ancient authority, quoted in the footnote of the RSV, is not version. Theodotion is the sixth column in the hexapolis published by Origen, objective guest of a Christ-rejecting Jew. That is a man who was an Ebionite, footnote. That was remote from the truth. That is, it is a flat denial of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. And even Nestle's, Aleph manuscript, Alexandrinus B.C. annual. Aquila's reading, which is the third column of Origen's Hex Alpha, on another boner. Here the text reads, he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn. But this is naughty, naughty if you're a Roman Catholic. So they and three places are attacked in the exclamation marks, or puts in marginal footnotes only. This is a review 25. And the last one of 125 is not primarily seen as a flat contradiction of against the remainder of the Word of God, where you are told to mean cousin. Brothers and sisters, in Matthew chapter 1, this is not private interpretation, this is scripture with scripture, the King James Bible manuscript, and since it is a doctrinal passage, it is immediately suspect. Right? But as the angel of God in heaven, the expression of God in the text, although as mentioned on the reverse side of this tape, only 8 of these readings could be 230 in Nestle's, which omits of God in the omission. Scripts, including Aleph Sinaiticus, read as the King James. No criticism. And the RSV follows suit, calling Satan's angels Gothany. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? From the Q-dot in Aramaic, he simply would have given the Greek in his Greek version. And yet in his Greek interpreted. Exactly as you find him telling the young maiden to arise. And any evangelical born-again Christian knows perfectly well that what is going on for this I was kept. The oldest, the faith professed to be oldest, Alice. Here we have a perfect example of just some wild type of foolish manuscript from the 9th century. So when they tell in verse 35, we have an interesting, possibly non-Byzantine, perhaps Genesis Receptus, which can come from other sources than the regular Byzantine or Syrian type text. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. There is no statement in the Bible that he ever drank wine, except the statement of his enemies that he was a wine bibber. It is not wine, but new wine. Isaiah tells you the new wine is found in you in the kingdom of my Father. You look up that word new in the Greek, and you'll find that word doesn't mean again, brother. We must always remember the King James Bible is much more authentic than the Greek. Shows from his book, the traditional text of the Holy Gospels, published in London, page 253 to 250, to Caesarea, and got him a nice copy of the Greek Vulgate with the old Syriac and old Latin and Greek manuscripts. They are later. So if you've been telling your students that the reputation of being one of the great Greek scholars of America, as it exposes their horror in Revelation 17, verse 1 to 18, fear fell upon them that saw them. Here we have the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and the testimony of Aleph manuscript, which is 100 years older than Alexandrinus, is at least 200 years older than the text used for the American Standard Version. 11, the word that's mangled here is the word end, E-N, verse 11. Not beta. That is Aleph, Nun, Aleph, Beta, Aleph, an alpha for an eta. And this has been rejected on the grounds of this as spelling P-T-O-M-A. That is Pi, Tau, Omega. Nestle's deliberately rejects the Receptus Thali, the second time here, Theta, Epsilon, Lambda, Epsilon, Iota, for Theta, Epsilon, Lambda, Eta in the two oldest manuscripts. And yet here, these critical scholars who have torn up the King James Bible instead of Alpha, Rho, Rho, Sigma, Epsilon, Noon, and reject P4 Bible here is based on manuscripts 100 to 200 years older than the Romans 13, verse 9. In the middle of the series, the expression, thou shalt not, it is omitted in Nestle's text. With no manuscript. Now you talk about a bunch of dirty, low-down, immoral, vicious, spiritual crooks. Thou shalt not bear false witness, doctor. You're not to tell people, the King James, that it is more true to the original Greek when it is not, and you wouldn't know the original Greek if you saw it. 28. Internal evidence of the Greek manuscripts. The scribe has probably altered it to back up what he believes. And that's a lousy, rotten, perverted trick. Now, how do you Unitarians and Christian Science and Universalists like that? Don't you know little Origen would play with that verse? I mean, don't know they couldn't stand that thought of God having blood. Listen, brother, if God had blood and shed it, it'll flat by saying of Lord and God. Whereas the Textus Receptus really agrees with Herbert, who is in line with the perverted Peshitta that was a perverted, foul-bound God. Although the thing is a non-Byzantine reading in some of the pastures. If the ASV and RSV and RV based on Sinaiticus and Vaticus to go along with that kind of thing, you ought to be kicked in the britches. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear the power come. It's here for the spelling. What is it needs therefore? The multitude must needs come together in his scripts, and the King James is in line with Aleph and A. And gives no manuscript authority whatsoever for the rejection. Matthew 27:35, spoken by the prophet, omitted. In Acts 8:37, Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ, where punctuation and spelling of English words had been changed in 300 places, and forgot to tell you. Acts 8:37, a non-Byzantine reading. It is found quoted by Irenaeus in 180 A.D., 300 years before Vaticanus and Sinaiticus were written, which omitted. And when we were all thrown to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, Textus Receptus, all agree. In Acts 26:14. So you'll find it used. That is, these readings are from the Old Latin. They're from the Old Latin Vulgate, which Jerome changed, and some of them were preserved in his Latin Vulgate. And consequently, they're preserved in the Textus Receptus and the writings of Erasmus. Acts 9:6. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise and go to the city, it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now we come to the famous Johannine comma in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. This is another possibly non-Byzantine reading. That is, I'm giving you, first of all, every benefit of a doubt, doctor, and I'm quoting you those passages found in the King James Bible that are not necessarily Syrian Byzantine-type readings from the Textus Receptus directly, but are found in the writings of church fathers who use the Textus Receptus, and is found in writings of Latin Vulgate and Greek Vulgates before Jerome, and found in Old Latin and Italia used by the Waldensians. 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. There are three that bear witness in the earth. and this famous Johannine Gani is omitted in the newer translations. It's a non-Byzantine text found only in early Latin. This is the old Latin, brother. It is found in the writings of two Spanish bishops in 385. Cassiodorus in 480 defends it, defends the passage, and defends the Trinity by using the passage. It is found in the old Latin. Two Greek manuscripts have it from the 14th and 15th century, and is referred to by Cyprian in 255 A.D., 100 years before Origen, Eusebius, and Tatian drum up Sinaiticus and Vaticanus. This material is found in the Corpus Scriptorum Ecclesiasticorum Latinorum Academia Literarum Vindobonensia, cited by Tertullian and Clementine Vulgate in Vienna, volume 3, page 215, doctor. Look it up when you get time. In the same passage, in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1, whoever believeth that Jesus the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begatteth him loveth him also that is begotten of him. The word also is found in Aleph, Sinaiticus, A, Alexandrinus, and the Receptus. Yet it is still rejected for Beta alone, B, in Messel's manuscripts. Once again, we see a lopsided perversion all out of proportion to the rules and conducts laid down by these textual critics themselves. That is, Aleph from the 4th century, A from the 5th century, and the Receptus from the 6th century on, dating to Old Latin and Old Syriac before the 3rd century, is rejected for the Vatican manuscript alone. What a prejudiced, vicious bunch of immoral Bible expositors and interpreters. Acts 28, verse 1. This is internal evidence, Acts 28:1, on the perversion of the American Standard Version and every Bible since 1611, without a single exception. Acts 28:1. And when they were escaped, then they knew the island was called Melita. And here we have epignosan, rejected for epignomen, with no footnotes or manuscript evidence. That is the spelling of the King James, epsilon, pi, iota, gamma, noon, omega, sigma, alpha, noon, has been rejected for epsilon, pi, iota, gamma, noon, omega, mu, epsilon, noon, with not one single bit of manuscript evidence for the change. Pure arbitrary guesswork on the part of Vanessa's text. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, don't you know they couldn't leave that one alone? So they have taken out the human name, Jesus, because all these Gnostics and folks that believe the Spirit of Christ came on Jesus and then left him at the crucifixion, and all that crap that you liberal preachers put out, or any of you listening, you cannot stand the thought that the glory of God shined in the face of a human being. And since Jesus is his human name, Jesus is omitted in the Vatican manuscript, B. But it is found in Aleph Sinaiticus, A. Alexandrinus, and the oldest record of Corinthians available, the Papyrus fragment P46, which is 100 years older than the Vatican manuscript. Which means, my dear fellow, that the King James Bible is based on older manuscripts than the American Standard Version, the RSV, and whereas there is any difference between the King James and American Standard, you can always bet your bottom dollar the American Standard is always 100% dead wrong. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 24. Wherefore show ye to them, and before the churches, the proof of your love and our boasting on your behalf. The participle in B&D manuscript is substituted for the imperative, show ye to them. Although Aleph, 4th century Sinaiticus, A and C and the Receptus have it in the imperative. This is the substitution endike numenoi for endike suspe. And this is the substitution of a word for the imperative, and the imperative is found in a 4th century manuscript, a 5th century manuscript, a 6th century manuscript, and in every manuscript of the Byzantine Syrian period, Textus Receptus, originating in Antioch, where the disciples were first called Christians.
The evidence against it is two Roman Catholic manuscripts, D, written in Rome, and B, written in Italy. Some evidence, hotshot, some evidence. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 14. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you. Here the participle, nu theton, has been inserted for nu theto, rejecting Vaticanus and P46, because they agree with the Textus Receptus. That is, the spelling has been changed from nu theto, nu, omicron, epsilon, theta, epsilon, tau, omega, has been cast out for noon, omicron, epsilon, theta, epsilon, tau, omega, noon. Although this reading of the participle as it's spelled occurs in the King James 1611 A.D. and in Vaticanus, and the oldest remaining fragment of Corinthians available, the Papyrus fragment P46. You see what they do? They take the oldest manuscripts where they disagree with the King James, and God bless your crooked soul, they take the later manuscripts when the older manuscripts agree with the King James, thus exhibiting a vicious, bigoted, intolerant, dogmatic, irrational hatred for the authorized version that is so twisted and crooked and perverted and irrational and unreasonable that it doesn't even allow them to abide by their own rules of textual criticism. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 17, internal evidence. You now have 4.5 hours of evidence as proof the King James Bible is the correct version. If you can't produce 4.5 hours to show that it's not, I'd suggest for one time in your life you behave like a Christian gentleman and see what you can learn. I mean, maybe not hopeless yet. Maybe there's some kind of hope for you, I don't know. Now we come to 1 Corinthians 9:17. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed to me. Here we have the oikonomia, a commission to manage an arrangement of the house. The moi, in P46, the oldest available manuscript from the 3rd century, is rejected for a different spelling. No tumi in the text of the other manuscripts. But as you find it here, the gospel is committed unto me. The one you have here is based on P46, the oldest manuscript available. Moi, mu, omicron, iota. That is, the King James Bible here is a good bit superior to the Greek text of Nestle's. James 4:9. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your heart be turned to mourning, your joy to heaviness. And here we have a substitution. Metatropato. Metatropato, substituted for metastrophato, and yet metastrophato is found in Aleph and A manuscripts and other manuscripts and the majority of manuscripts. That is, the substitution has been made because Aleph Sinaiticus is in line with the King James reading, exactly as you find it here. 1 Corinthians 10:20. I'm giving you these notes for my King James Bible. Unfortunately, on this trip, I do not have my Nestle's Greek New Testament with me and cannot go into the entire word and all the identification of the words in the text. But if you have a Greek Testament and if you're a professor or teacher of Greek, you've got one. You can check it and see exactly where the passages are. Now come to 1 Corinthians 10:20. For I say the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. Here we have the word Gentiles struck out, since the Gentiles include Roman Catholics and Romans. And since the Roman Catholic Church wrongly inserts an altar or a table should be in the next verse, and since the Roman Catholic Mass is found in verse 16 to be nothing but a hoax, so Vaticanus is taken with the word Gentile omitted. And yet the King James reading is based on P46, 100 years older than Vaticanus, and Aleph Sinaiticus just as old as Vaticanus. Professor, you may as well face it. The King James Bible is based on older manuscripts than the ASV and the RSV. The papyrus is in agreement with condition, like the vellum manuscripts from the library at Alexandria. Well, us boys will get autographs in the first, second, and third century because God's people used them, brother. Bowing down and going along with them. James 5:20. Let him hear the spelling of this verb is accepted nestles on the authority of be only, again, a translation inserted into the passage that is not found in one single Roman Latin Vulgate. And this, by the way, James 5:16, is the verse used by the Roman Catholic priesthood Bibles. In order to meet the needs of the confessional, they have changed the word fault to sin in the passage with no martina, or hamartanos, or hamartia, or anything else. It is the word for a stepping aside or a thesby are just as rottenly wrong and incorrect and perverted and stupid as you ever saw it. Corrected for B, Vaticanus, although it is in the Receptus and all other Hesychian type manuscripts. Subsequent glory. To infer that the glory had already come at the first coming of Christ. Coming back across to book of 1 Corinthians, I believe is a passage. Yes, this is a new passage. Particular passage, verse 24, we find another foul-up in the way the thing is done. Read, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. Instead of a better way. And the King James preserves the correct reading, Chrysostom. Five oldest manuscripts are all rejected to maintain the sense. Chalcedony for Chalcedony. Corruptors of the ASV, RV, and RSV had to read as the King James Bible, even though A, B, C, and D. Now there's a wild one for you, friend. Verse 5. Charity doth not behave itself unseemly in the passage. Coming to Matthew chapter 6, by the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus. This Byzantine reading is in all but 10 Greek manuscripts. Even though the benediction was added, why wasn't in the name of Jesus added to it? He just told them to pray in his name, and everybody knew it. You'll find this material in the Apostolic Fathers, volume 1, page 320, in the Lourdes Classical Library. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Here we find the RSV implying that it's easy to go to hell, but it's hard to go to heaven by works. The statement is not as easy to go to hell. A poule. Ada with a rough breathing. A poule. Here, rejected. Where it is against the King James, is it accepted? In other words, don't give me any hot air, any so, and that's what the trouble with half of you fundamental Protestants is. You just hate the Word of God. Forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Here we have poi-en in Aleph, and this is apparatus. If you look at Nestle's critical apparatus, you'll find he has slandered the text Receptus as though it were not in line with the reading for the King James Bible, which, by the way, is the Greek text for the Martin Luther Bible. We know what the trouble you fellows is. Of the RSV saying the powers of death shall not avail against it. This rejects all the 78 lectionaries and 2,429 minuscule manuscripts, and in all these, the reading of the RSV is not offenses. It must needs be that offenses come, but woe to the man by whom the offense cometh. And here, the RSV, the poor, dumb idiot, it's woe to the world because of offenses. The RSV reading here is not found RSV or an ASV, and then calling it Holy Bible. Are you kidding? Holy Bible, a 1939 telephone directory. By the admission of the man who wrote it. Matthew 19:16 suddenly brings into the discussion what is known as, and following the doctrinal dogma, the doctrinal passages are suspect, we image. In verse 17 he says, why callest thou me good? But apocrypha, and thought the shepherd of Hermas was inspired. And manuscript B, Vaticanus, that contains the apocrypha, concerning the good. Now, the good, the question is, what was the good? Is the fill of what the good is? Now, maybe some dumb Greek philosopher who knew the idea of my Savior, who was the way, the truth, and the life, who said, sanctify them with the truth by word, introduce in the text something that is not even connected with the Bible. And this is illustrative of the manner in which the Hesychian oath was added because of Romans 13. Now, I'll discuss this more in the reviews for the American Standard Version and the Revised Standard Version. That he undertook the job of the Holy Spirit, love thy neighbor, in Matthew chapter 19, from Romans 13:9. That he would undertake to correct it, and the passage is quoted as you find it in the King James Bible by Justin Martyr, 150 A.D., the series Gratia, Volume 6, Column 712, and also in Volume. What may I do to have eternal life? That the Lord Jesus Christ is going to tell it to say, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Some scribe added it from Romans 13. He puts in, why askest thou me concerning the good? And the RSV and Westcott and Hort say, Augustine, birds of a feather, oh buddy, flock together. Because God's the only one that's good, so don't call me good unless I'm God in the flesh. Authority from corrupt manuscripts invented to teach a lie, and things like each other's 22 in chapter 20. It says that the half the verse baptized the before, and coming on a little bit further in Matthew, chapter 24, and then chapter 24, repeating their thesis was that the Syrian Byzantine Textus Receptus of the King James, find in the book of Mark the expression added, not only the angel. Now, if a man wanted to change and mess the Bible up, here's a perfect opportunity to do it. Here is Jesus Christ, chapter 24, verse 36. He does in position. For they have just said the longer reading is probably the more imperfect one and is to be in Syrian Byzantine type text. For the longer text in Matthew chapter 24, verse, then accused of having been done. This gives you a perfect example of the insane mental side was taken from another gospel and put in, and yet the Bible that it came from is accused of being a contradiction, subtraction, has nothing to do with manuscript evidence. It has to do with the person of the Lord Jesus. Well, get out of my way and stay out of my way. I'm trying to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a passage that proves conclusively the orthodox character of the Syrian Byzantine text. Sinaiticus, G manuscript, the Western text, Aleph, Beta, nor the Son added, and claim orthodox scholars omitted it. But it still stands in Mark 13:32. That proves orthodox scholars did not omit it. They put it in. And it is much more reasonable for us to suppose it was added by heretics who wanted the fact emphasized than to think that the Christians took it out because it said something bad about Jesus. They didn't take it out. It's in Mark 13, verse 32. Read it. Thus we see the whole foundation of the Westcott and Hort approach is a satanic hatred for a living Savior who was God manifest in the flesh, and whether they were saved or not has nothing to do with the problem. Their attitude toward Jesus Christ and the Word is so clear from what they wrote and what they said and the way they said it, that you couldn't possibly miss it, honey, if you couldn't miss hitting a bunch of bananas with a bass fiddle thrown from 15 feet. If you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with a bunch of bananas, man, you couldn't miss the fact that the motive in this subjective higher criticism is hatred for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're not through by a sight. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, the expression, the holy angels, is omitted. Just angels, not holy. Thus integrating lost angels. For the Bible speaks of elect angels as different from the angels who left their first habitation. A slight oversight on the part of the RSV translators. The elect angels are found in 1 Timothy 5:21. The ones that come with Jesus are called holy angels in Matthew 25:31, and the RV omits the word holy, since it's not found in Vaticanus. A very gross error, Doctor, because many of the angels are not holy. As you probably could tell from the unsearchable riches of the King James AV found in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. We find very often the Greek is an error and must be corrected with the English. A very common type of thing. And again, in Matthew 26:28, the RV and the RSV, in line with the Roman Catholic teaching that Christ drank fermented liquor, has omitted the word new. Yet it has to be new. Look at fermented liquor in the old. Numbers chapter 28, verse 7.
Look at the dissertation on Kynon, new, in Terry's Bible Hermeneutics, Zondervan Press, page 198. New in the sense of a higher quality, in the sense of something brand new, not the sense of something repeated. Look at Matthew 26 at verse 15. The RSV mistranslates paid when it is set forth estason, apodo, Matthew 18:34. Verse 15, what will you give me? I will deliver him unto you, and they covenant with him for 30 pieces of silver. The RSV mistranslate the word paid when it is, just as you find it here. And this is typical. Now, these are not isolated cases. Not isolated cases, brother, by any means at all. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. Here we find a fine piece of baloney, fresh out of the deep freeze. The RV omits Son of God in the verse. And the verse says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And of course, the older reading is the correct King James reading. As it is written, the prophets, plural. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before me. Now, here the Nestles changes it to, as it is written in the prophet. Aleph omits all the underline of the Son of God, verse 1, and then, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, or the prophet. Moffat says Isaiah the prophet, singular. And here the Nestles suppose there is that the historical correction needs to be made, but they are wrong again. As a matter of fact, the quotation is not only in Isaiah, but bless your soul, it is in Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, as well as in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. Therefore, the reading of the RV, RSV, ASV is definitely corrupt. Not only corrupt, but it shows the man who translated it didn't know enough Old Testament to even know where to find the New Testament quotations. It is not from the prophet, it is from the prophets, as you find it in the King James ASV authorized version, the masterpiece of absolute and final authority in all matters of faith and practice. I've already commented on the gross error of Westcott and Hart in Mark chapter 6, verse 20 to 22, where Aleph, Sinaiticus, B, Vaticanus, and A and D say this was Herod's daughter, when Josephus says it was Salome, the daughter of Herod Philip. And besides, common sense would tell Westcott and Hart no king would degrade his daughter in this fashion, not a Roman king at least. And here Westcott and Hart just went so far, they just fouled the whole stinking thing up all over the place. Where it says in verse 20, he did many things and heard him gladly. The RSV says he was much perplexed. This is a great manuscript, C and D, calling it a copious error by Dean Weigel. And of course, the manuscript evidence for the King James is the correct manuscript, and the others are totally in error, and not even in line with history, and not even accurate. And that's where Westcott and Hort got in trouble. They tried to prove the conflate theory so bad, and they worshipped the Vatican manuscript so much, they finally accepted it everywhere where contradicted the King James, and pretty soon they hit a passage where when it contradicted the King James, it contradicted historical fact. A slight error.